A Chickamauga man charged in a deadly Spring Creek Road crash has been extradited to Hamilton County. James Bernard was taken into custody Friday after being arrested earlier this month in Clayton County. He faces charges including vehicular homicide by intoxication, DUI, and speeding. One driving-related charge was dropped. The charges stem from a September crash that killed a 60-year-old female who was passenger in Bernard's vehicle. Police say the car was traveling at a high rate of speed when it left the road and hit a tree. Bernard, 53 at the time, was seriously injured and hospitalized. He remains in custody as the case proceeds in Hamilton County. J.J. Lewis has announced he's running for Walker County Commissioner in District 1, unveiling a platform focused on excellence, economic growth, and education. That's according to the Chattanoogan.com. His campaign calls for modernizing county government, boosting the local economy, and strengthening partnerships between government, schools, and employers. Plans include a forensic audit, lowering property taxes for city residents, and advancing infrastructure projects across Rossville and Walker County. Lewis, a Rossville resident with decades of experience in economic development and public policy, will host a series of listening sessions to hear directly from District 1 residents. The Walker County Sheriff's Office reports that Kevin Malcolm is now in custody. Malcolm had three outstanding warrants for auto theft related to an incident at Three Notch Auto in Rossville in October of last year. Authorities have been asking the public for help in locating him. At this time, the Sheriff's Office has not released additional details about the arrest. We've got more news right after this. Georgia's child welfare system is facing a projected $85.7 million budget shortfall, prompting service cuts and bipartisan concern at the state capitol. The Division of Family and Children's Services implemented cost-saving measures in November that included tightening approval for contracted services. Providers say referrals have dropped sharply, and some families report losing access to transportation and behavioral support. Lawmakers have voted to backfill part of the deficit, but nearly $49 million remains. Some are calling for an audit to determine what caused the shortfall. State officials say they're working to manage rising costs and increasing behavioral health needs among children in care. You can find more details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.